Live studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, happy holiday, happy Easter weekend. A lot of you listen to this show at various times throughout the week. Most of my listeners are on Sunday, so we're hoping you're having a good spring holiday, Easter, Passover. Very important time of week for our Jewish listeners who celebrate Passover. I watched the Ten Commandments last night, by the way. It was on ABC, and it reflected the whole history of the Old Testament, Moses, the story of Moses, and so many miracles that took place. We're going to talk about some of that this morning. But I do hope you had a good Easter season. I was up bright and early here today, went to Mass. I'm not Catholic, but one of the few choices I have where I live down here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is to find a service that takes place early, starts about 7 o'clock before we go on the air. So I went to a local Catholic church. I happen to know the parish priest there, a fine fellow named Father Miles Walsh. Again, I'm not Catholic, but I'm ecumenical. I like to go to services of all kinds. I like to go to the synagogue every now and then. I like to go to evangelical churches, the Christian churches that we have that were part of my nature when I lived up in the rural area of the state of Louisiana, back when I served as a state senator. I enjoy going to some of the African-American flavored churches where there's so much rhythm and music and expression that in the past most traditional Christians looked on as, well, you know, if we're a white Christian, we go to a little bit more stable, ceremonial, we're very quiet. That's changing a good bit. You know, the most dramatic attended services in the world are down in Brazil now. It's the Catholic Church. There are priests down in Brazil where get 50 to 100,000 people come out to the largest football stadiums in Brazil, and that they sing. Music is a very vibrant part, with the drums and there's dancing going on, and there's a real celebration of life. That may not be your flavor, but it shows that we're in an ecumenical world, and if it fits your feelings towards faith, if it fits your feeling towards a higher being, well, then you certainly have the freedom of choice in America and in this world to express that freedom. And that's why I think I'm very ecumenical, and I love the relationship with a lot of religions going through this country and this world. And by the way, again, as an observer of the Catholic Church, being a non-Catholic, I kind of like this new guy, Pope Francis. He's sure changing the focus and direction, and he's been there a couple of weeks, and he's changing in a dramatic way the focus and direction within the Catholic Church. Some people don't like that, quite frankly. I'm reading a story here in the New York Times. It says Pope Francis has won over many hearts and minds with his simple style and focus on serving the world's poorest, but he has devastated traditionalist Catholics who adored his predecessor, Benedict XVI, for restoring much of the tradition or pomp to the papacy. There's been some very heavy criticism of Pope Francis. Chief among the critics, some of these liturgical traditionalists, if you want to call them that, who really like the old-fashioned ways, are now kind of watching in horror, if you will, as Pope Francis rejects the extravagant vestments and high church rituals that were been around for some time. And so here's what one of the major Catholic blogs says worldwide. Something is profoundly wrong when the winds of change can blow so swiftly through an immutable institution of God's own making. Well, that's that particular blogger's view. It may be a priest, it may not be. But I like the changes in the Catholic Church. Now, I'm not one for all the ritual. Sometimes I like the pomp and circumstance. I went to school over in England, and I'm supportive of the Queen and the ritual that goes with the Queen. But when it affects you individually, sometimes we get so overblown with the ritual, with the pomp, the circumstance, the flowing robes, and you get absorbed, if you will, in, should I say this, theological narcissism. I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to pick a fight with a lot of my Catholic friends. But, you know, I guess from my point of view, at least, it's not about the trappings and the fine fabrics, but, you know, it reflects our God who's resplendent in his people. You know, that's what it's supposed to be all about. And this new guy on the block, Pope Francis, seems to be heading in that direction. I'm comfortable with him. You know, he's a Jesuit. For you non-Catholics, there are different orders within the Catholic Church. There's the Benedictines, and there's a variety of orders, and one are the Jesuits, and Jesuits take a little different approach. It was founded by Ignatius Loyola, Loyola University down in New Orleans. We have a number of listeners, and there's also a Loyola of Chicago. There's three or four Loyola universities throughout this country, but he founded the Jesuit order, and he said priests should live with one foot raised, ready to go into the world. And the other religious orders have monasteries and houses, but a Jesuit's most comfortable home is the mission to serve people, to reach out. The focus is, let's meditate. Of course you meditate. You and I meditate. I meditate all the time about what I want to do to help my family and problems I may have internally with myself. So of course you meditate, but maybe not meditate to the degree that you lose the ability to help others, to do things in your community. Jesuits, you know, there's a powerful sense within the Jesuit community, within the Jesuit order, of bottom line mission. You know, you give up whatever needs to be given up to satisfy helping others. And I read a story, I think, about when Pope Francis was a cardinal, Cardinal Bergoglio down in Argentina, and he and shows how Jesuit he is. He said, it was a quote that when he was cardinal in Buenos Aires, that they did some study that said the real influence of the church stops about 600 meters from the church. So then Cardinal, now Pope Francis, said, why don't we have storefronts? Put people out there. Have more impact. And a priest answered, well, if we did that, the people may not come to church. And the Cardinal Bergoglio, now Pope Francis, said, well, how many people are coming to the church anyway? I mean, let's reach out. Let's reach out. Let's do outreach programs to bring more people in. That's the mission of the Jesuits, that we reach out, we do more. From what I can tell you, and again, this is not a religious show, and I don't dwell a whole lot on religion, as you regular listeners know. We've got a full agenda here today. But my feeling has always been that, and I've studied the Old Testament and the New Testament at length, and you know the Old Testament is full of war and violence, and it's just a rough book. You know, you're exhausted. Are you watching that series, The Bible, right now? It's on Sunday nights. This is about the fifth of a 10-part series on the History Channel. I'd urge you to watch it, and you can pick it up off the internet very easily if you missed some of the past programs. But the Bible is concentrated up till now on the Old Testament. And it's just one violent confrontation after the other that went for weeks and weeks. Now we're into the New Testament, where it's more about helping other people, doing good works. I always said, I've said in this show before, that the message I've gleaned from Jesus is kind of two things. If you want to be a Christian, you do two things. You believe in the guy upstairs, you believe in the good Lord, and you help other people. You help other people. Now, faith goes into the mix. There's no doubt about the fact that you've got to have faith. And as part of that faith, you have to reflect. You have to ask for help. Probably ask for forgiveness. I imagine that's all part of it. But the focus to me of the New Testament is doing good works, helping other people. Don't get so wrapped up in yourself and staying on your knees the whole day long. Get out and help your fellow man. Isn't that what it's all about? That's where I'm coming from. And again, I don't want to offend anybody, but it's Easter. We ought to talk about some things like this. I might come back and talk to you about my idea of miracles, of did they actually happen. Hey, it's Jim Brown on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. We're going to talk about heart health. Do statin drugs really make any difference? How about cleansing your soul for the year? We got a lively program. Let me freshen up my coffee. We'll be right back.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We've been talking a little bit about the Christian liturgy, the whole religious time of year that is the most important time of the year, in my opinion. Christmas, there's a lot of uncertainty about how Christmas got going, and really is that the date of the birth of Christ, and there is the Hanukkah season for our Jewish friends that tie into there. But I think the Easter season is the most important. It's a new life. It's a new beginning for all of us, whether you're, whatever your religion happens to be. It's Passover. This is a wonderful new beginning for those of Jewish faith who were saved by the Lord as during the Passover season, and of course the Easter season, the coming back of Christ. Wonderful time of year. This is my favorite religious time of year. Like I say, I'm not Catholic and not Jewish. I'm kind of non-denominational. I'm a questioning Christian, and I question religion a good bit. And those of you who listen to us regularly know that I've raised some questions. God and I have had some pretty tough conversations, actually some arguments. When you go back in the Old Testament, particularly, where loving God tells Abraham to pick up a knife and kill his son. And I've argued with God about that on a number of occasions, and I've written about it. You go to my website, and under the Lisbon Press on our website, my publishing company, I wrote a book called Justice Denied, and I talked about Job and what God did to Job, placing a bet with the devil with this man's health and life and death. And I have a tough time with the good Lord on many of these issues. But in any event, I think this is the focus, the Easter season, my favorite time of year. It's very unique. Down here in this part of the country, we celebrate Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is a huge holiday that goes from right after Christmas for about 2 months. And it's the celebrations go on day after day after day. Then they shut down on what we call Fat Tuesday. That's Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. And Ash Wednesday begins. And if you're of the Catholic faith, Ash Wednesday is a very important date. You will see in a very heavy Catholic city like you will in Boston, like you will in Philadelphia, certainly like you do in New Orleans, all of South Louisiana, the majority of people you'll see will have the ashes, a cross of the ashes on their forehead that they wear all day long in commemoration, memory of the fact that it is Ash Wednesday and going through the Lenten season that lasts generally for about 6 weeks. The Lenten season is not just a Catholic tradition. It's a tradition that ties into all of Christianity, and different denominations look on it differently in terms of the length of time. But generally, it's a time of fasting. Most people fast from certain foods as somewhat of a sacrifice to give up as they try to rebuild their soul during the Lenten season. And I'm just amazed at the number of my friends who are not Catholic, not even Christian, not even not. They're non-believers, but they still accept and enjoy the Lenten season. They say, look, it's a time of self-renewal, discipline, self-improvement, a time to sacrifice, and if there's a higher power, if there's not, it's a time to show some concern, some inward soul-searching, if you will. I've got many, many friends who believe that. Now, others say, oh, I'm just going to give up dairy. I'm going to give up ice cream. I'm going to give up, a lot of friends just give up drinking. If you're a drinker, we're just not going to drink during Lent. And they're devout, and they do it religiously, and that's a good move. So a lot of people learn to live without some of those things. The sugar and the ice cream and the alcohol is not all that great for you, quite frankly. So those are good things to give up. I do that in terms of self-denial, if you will. I become a pretty strict vegan during the Lenten season. I don't eat any meat. I don't eat much meat to begin with during the year. It's not nocturnal. It's not philosophical. I just feel better. I just feel better. And so I don't deal with meat, dairy. I try to stay away from dairy. I'll drink almond milk. You can get almond ice cream, coconut ice cream with milks along that line that don't have quite the dairy buildup. I'm concerned about the arteries. And we're going to talk about that in terms of statin drugs, by the way, coming up here in the show in just about 5 minutes. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about your heart health. Do you really need to be taking these statin drugs like Lipitor and Crestor and these kinds of things? Are they doing more harm and help? We've got an expert who's written a really interesting book about that whole subject, so we'll talk about that. But I use the Lenten season to talk, whether to give up some of the things I normally would eat, try to back off on the fish. I just want to be a vegan. I just want to eat vegetables and fruits and salads, that kind of thing. And they get to be pretty good. I don't really crave a lot of sweets. Look, you can't pass up a good dessert. I agree. I don't in the Lenten season. But every now and then, you got to let your guard down and have a nice dessert. There's so many wonderful desserts that are made regionally throughout this country. And so you've got to have some balance along that way. But I still like the Lenten season. And it ends up, I guess, today is the end of Lent. So all my friends are going to be blowing it out tomorrow. tomorrow, I guess. Also, I want to touch on faith. We talked earlier in that program about how important faith is to you. And it ties in. A lot of people say, well, science disproves a lot of the beliefs that one has through faith. And certainly, you got to have faith if you're religious. If you're Jewish, you know, you've got to, there's no real proof about the Ten Commandments coming down from Moses on Mount Sinai. There's got to be, you just got to have faith. And that's the same thing with non-Christians, or rather, it's hard for non-Christians to believe that God had a son who was born of a virgin. That's not reason-based in most instances. There may be a few examples that scientists can point to, but basically, and I guess if you, so non-Christians say, I can't believe that's not reason-based, and if you do accept it, then you must be a Christian. So you've got to have some faith, although I found, if you spend some time looking at that, that a lot of the miracles, a lot of the special things that happen in the Bible have some foundation in scientific theory. You can go back and look at it. I kind of kept a list of some of these items. Take the parting of the Red Sea, for example. I watched last night the Ten Commandments on ABC. Moses and how he parted the Red Sea. Charlton Heston's got to be the greatest biblical figure ever. Nobody can act and carry on and be believable like Charlton Heston. But there's been some recent research computer simulations by the National Center for Atmospheric Research out in Boulder, Colorado. I know those folks out there because living down this part of the country, I relied on them to give us hurricane information. When I was insurance commissioner, when I'm on the radio, I call out there all the time. These folks, when you look at the Exodus story, did Moses part the seas? Well, what the study shows they made here recently is that the description of the waters parting indeed had a basis in physical laws. Back in the 19th century, there was a documented case in the Nile Delta where a powerful wind pushed away about 5 feet of water and exposed dry land right in the Nile, crossing the Nile River. And Carl Drews, who heads up that study out in Boulder, Colorado, said that a similar strong overnight wind from the east could come back and part the seas just as recounted in the Bible. Just as recounted in the Bible. And he laid it out in scientific fact. Really interesting. So you can take a lot of these miracles or a lot of these events in the Bible. If you look at it, you can find some scientific fact. Maybe faith and science don't conflict as much as we think it does. Now, I want to come back and talk about heart health. These statin drugs, a lot of us take them. Are they good? Do they make any difference? Or can they hurt you? Freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we all want to live a long life, take care of ourselves. We know that the heart is the key. You've got to have a heart pumping well. And there's a lot of myths about the heart, how to take care of your heart, how to keep the blood flowing, and a lot of things we don't fully understand. For example, do you know that there are more women have heart attacks than men? I didn't know that. The new studies come out showing that more women are dying of cardiovascular disease in America than men are. So a lot of misunderstandings. Let's get an expert to tell us a little bit more about statin drugs and our heart. Dr. Johnny Bowden has written a great book. He's been on Dr. Oz and a number of programs, and his book is called The Great Cholesterol Myth and What You Need to Do to Your Heart. Dr. Bowden, glad you joined us here on the Common Sense Show today.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
And, Doc, there's so much misunderstanding. We all think... Okay, John. Well, good. I sure will. A lot of people get a little older, and they say, well, I got to get out and take a walk in the morning, but I'm not worried about it because we've got these statin drugs, and we're all taking, a cholesterol drug to stop it, whether it be Lipitor or Crestor, whatever it is, and this is a huge industry, and that's going to take care of me. As long as I get a little walk and maybe don't be a glutton on my food, I'm going to be okay. True or false, Doc? What do you think about that theory?
I'd say 110% false. Not that people shouldn't watch what they eat, not that they shouldn't take that walk, all those things are terrific. But statin drugs do not protect against heart disease, and lowering cholesterol is the wrong target if you want to live a long, healthy life and keep your heart beating for 9 decades.
But everybody says you got to take the cholesterol test, your HDL, yeah, your good cholesterol, and your bad cholesterol. That's the focus of all these heart doctors and all these TV shows. And so why do you say that cholesterol is not that relevant to heart-healthy living?
Well, when you really look at the data the way we have for the last 30 years, and you look at how this myth got a hold in modern medicine, and you look at what the data really shows, what you find is that cholesterol doesn't really predict heart disease very well. 50% of people who were admitted to hospitals in the United States of America with cardiovascular disease have absolutely normal cholesterol. And about 50% of people with elevated cholesterol have normal hearts. So cholesterol doesn't really add much of a, it doesn't give you much of a gambler's edge. There are many other factors that actually promote heart disease that we are ignoring because we are on this this quest to knock cholesterol down. And in fact, cholesterol has vital, important functions in the body. And here we are putting all of our effort into lowering this innocuous molecule while we're completely ignoring the things that actually cause heart disease in the first place.
I got you. Well, that's a very startling discovery, and I'm sure it concerns the $31 billion statin industry that is pumping out all those drugs.
Well, it absolutely does. And the issue of the statin drugs is kind of there are two overlapping but related issues. The first is, should we be pursuing cholesterol in the first place? Does it really matter that much? That's question number one. And number two is, if it does, which it doesn't, but if it does, are statin drugs the best way to treat it? And that's a separate issue, and statin drugs actually have a lot of side effects. You know, I play tennis with a wide range of ages of guys, from the 20s to their 80s, and I play every day, and I see so many of these guys walking around with obvious statin symptoms that they don't realize are coming from the statins. Let me give you an example. Guys, muscle pain, very, very common effect of statin drugs, slight memory loss, joint pain, loss of libido. And what happens is, and there's a study out of Stanford University that supports this, what happens is doctors don't report these side effects because they don't believe they're coming from the statin drugs. They've been so well marketed about these statin drugs, so effectively marketed, that they literally don't think these symptoms are coming. So you get an older guy come in and he says, "Doc, I've been losing my keys an awful lot since I got on this medication." "Don't worry, Mr. Jones, it's just a little bit of getting older and a little bit of cognitive impairment. It's to be expected." You get another one who goes in and says, "My muscles, I can't play tennis like I used to. They're really starting to ache. I don't know what that is." "Don't worry, it's a little arthritis. You're just getting older." They don't believe it. 65% of doctors don't report these side effects because they don't believe them. And it's not that they're bad people. It's just that they've been told that these side effects don't happen. But they do, and they happen all the time. And that's a big risk factor. You have to understand, cholesterol is the parent molecule. That means it's the bricks out of which your body builds something. It's the parent molecule for your sex hormones. It's the parent molecule for vitamin D. It's incorporated into every cell. It helps fight infections. Why we're going after this molecule and ignoring the other real causes is a very interesting story, but we're stuck with this model, and it's beginning slowly, Jim, to crumble.
Well, you see, and I want to tell our listeners, I am the exact profile that you've described. I'm 73 years old.
Right.
I am very active in what I do. I work out 6 days a week. I swim. I ride bicycles.
Right.
For a guy my age, I look 50. I'll pat myself on the back,
you.
Doc.
I've seen your picture.
I watch what I eat, but I take a statin. I take Crestor, take it every day, and taking it for a couple of years, and really about 10 years. And, you know, as my doctor says, "Jim, you look a lot better on the outside than maybe you feel or on the inside." I have joint pain. I have muscular pain, and I'm kind of limping from a bad knee, but still around that knee. The muscles feel very sore. I profile exactly what you described. So,
even worse, Jim. Because I'm going to give you some more bad news. Cholesterol, high cholesterol, is protective in older people. After we reach, the studies vary between 47 and 57. After we reach that, the people who have the highest cholesterol live the longest, and that is in the Framingham study, which is probably the oldest and most respected ongoing study of heart disease in America. Started in the 40s. It's been following the town of Framingham, Massachusetts, for literally half a century. And in that study, it's very clear that people with higher cholesterol, when they're older, actually live longer. So No one, in my opinion, over the age of 60 should ever be on a statin drug. Women should never be on a statin drug because the studies do not show that statin drugs save a single woman's life. Children should never, ever, ever be on statin drugs, even though there's a movement afoot to put them on statin drugs to try to get heart disease easier, earlier, which is just nonsense. So you know, you're in a demographic. Have you had a heart attack? Because that's a very important question in terms of deciding appropriateness for statin drugs.
Are you I brag about the fact that of my 15 closest male friends, I'm the only one that has not had a stent or something done. So at 73, never had any problem at all.
Here's the other thing that people don't realize that's very, very clear in the data. Again, the drug companies don't necessarily, you know, write advertisements telling you this stuff. They put their best foot forward and they show you whatever little benefits they get from things and they kind of bury the rest. But here's the interesting thing. In the data, there are drugs that are used for two purposes in heart disease. It's statin drugs are used for two purposes. One is called primary prevention and one is called secondary prevention. Here's what they mean. Primary prevention, you've never had a heart attack. We want to prevent the first one. Secondary prevention, you've already got cardiovascular disease, you've had a heart attack, we want to prevent the second one. The only benefit that's ever been shown for statin drugs is in middle-aged men with existing cardiovascular disease. In other words, the secondary prevention use. There has not been one study in all of the studies on statin drugs since 1991 that have ever shown a real benefit for primary prevention, which would be your case. Heart attack, we want to keep you off the first one.
And, Doc, let me stop you right there. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to best-selling nutritionist Dr. Johnny Bowden about statins, the fact that you don't need them. Go to our website at jimbrownusa.com. You'll find the ways to see Dr. Bowden's website, find out all about his fascinating new book called The Great Cholesterol Myth. Hey, we're going to take a little break right now and come back with Dr. Bowden. I got some great questions. Where do we go now? If we do away with statins, what do you do to stay heart healthy? So stay with us. Freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roulet. Let the good times roll. Yahee!
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, if you're trying to be heart healthy, you may be throwing something in your system that causes you more problems you want to deal with. We're talking to Dr. Johnny Bowden. He says that we're over-prescribing and we shouldn't even be using statin drugs. And by the way, if you want to find out his theories and all his about his book and all the information about his new book, The Great Cholesterol Myth, go to our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Doc, okay, I'm going to get off my statins. Now, let's talk about where I should go from here. Let's talk about the best foods and supplements for the best heart health.
Well, that's a great question. And by the way, I just want to be clear. Neither my cardiologist co-writer, Dr. Steven Sinatra, nor I ever say that we should throw statins out, that they have no place in treatment and that no one should be on them. What we feel is that they're wildly overprescribed, that they do have significant side effects, and that they may not be needed in many, many cases. That's what we're saying. Steve, who has a huge practice and has for decades and is internationally known as a cardiologist, approximates that he has a half a dozen women in his entire practice that have ever been on statin drugs, no men over 60, and a couple of middle-aged men. So he does definitely use them, but we believe that they're wildly overprescribed and that it's the wrong target. See, Jim, here's a politically incorrect example that I like to use. And everybody tells me never use this example because it's horrible, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. It's like as if that day on 9/11, I was in New York when we were attacked, and there was a huge kind of outcry. We've got to do something. We've got to do something. And it would be as if we were attacked on 9/11. We all got together and we said, okay, we're going to put the full might and force of the country against the counterattack. Let's go after Portugal. And they go, well, you know, there's a terrorist somewhere in his mother's basement in Portugal. That would be a good target. Well, maybe there is a terrorist somewhere in his mother's basement in Portugal. But is that really what you want to commit billions of dollars towards when you're going after, you know? And that's what we've done with heart disease. Trying to lower heart disease by lowering cholesterol is like trying to lower your calories by getting rid of lettuce. I mean, lettuce has a calorie or two. Is that really what you want to target when you're eating supersized French fried potatoes and supersized sodas? It's just not the right target. And that, so
let's talk about what is the right target. Then what should I be eating, and what supplements should I be taking?
Sure, the real cause of heart disease is inflammation. And we explain why in the book. So what we should be doing is eating a highly anti-inflammatory diet. Now, there are many things in the plant kingdom, fruits and vegetables and many protein foods, too, that have natural anti-inflammatories, things like apples and onions and berries, you know, blueberries from Chile. They're available all year round. You can get them in January and February here. Cherries of highly anti-inflammatory foods. So we'll be looking for foods that have a lot of anti-inflammatory power. Fish oil, one of the most anti-inflammatory substances on the planet. It helps lower blood pressure, it helps lower triglycerides, and it definitely lowers inflammation. An important supplement for people to be taking, magnesium, which relaxes the blood vessels. We have much too much constriction of the blood vessels. That's when blood pressure goes up and the heart has to pound and work so hard just to get the blood through those constricted pathways. And magnesium opens those pathways up. It's very relaxing. It lowers blood pressure, lowest blood sugar. We need to cut back on our sugar intake. The part of this whole myth is that we blame cholesterol and fat for heart disease when in fact sugar is 8-10 times more of a promoter of heart disease than fat ever was. Fat's fairly innocuous. The story on fat's very interesting. It's kind of like these legal stories you read about when somebody's accused of a crime and makes the front page news, and then when the retraction is printed and they're found guilty, innocent, it makes like the bottom of page 36 and nobody sees it. Fat was accused of causing heart disease, and it's been accused for 30 years, but the studies that are coming out left and right, and there have been two major ones in the past couple of years, have exonerated saturated fat for any role in heart disease. Sure, it raises cholesterol, but it actually raises the good kind of cholesterol more, and it isn't directly linked to heart disease at all. So we've been going after fat with low-fat food products that are not even food, that are loaded with sugar, that are, we've been going after it with all of these cockamamie low-fat products, but what we should be looking for is a way to reduce sugar, because sugar causes inflammation, causes injury in the vascular walls, and that is part of the reason that we're all walking around so sick today.
Yeah, Doc, you know, I go to the Whole Foods or a good store and say, hey, you got to eat yogurt, that yogurt's good for you, but you can get non-fat yogurt, but it's got 43 grams of sugar in it, and so you're right.
That's the big lie, Jim. That's what the food companies and this whole collusion between the pharmaceutical companies and the food companies, they're just giving Americans what they want. Americans were told that you shouldn't eat fat, so they gave us low-fat food. Never mind that they added 43 grams of sugar to it. It says low-fat, and that's what Americans were told they should be eating. There's no need to eat low-fat yogurt or no-fat yogurt. The dairy fat has incredibly healthy properties in it, and it's not making you fat in the first place. So, you know, our caveman ancestors, which I think is a very good model for how humans should eat, you know, food that you could hunt, fish, gather, or pluck. And the caveman ancestors did not exactly go after low-fat bison or low-fat caribou. They ate what was in the wild, healthy meats that were raised on game or that you know, foraged on grass and had a very different fat content, whole foods that grew, things that you could pluck, or stuff you could catch in the sea. That's the real human diet that really sustains us and nurtures us. And everything else is a processed food product. And to the extent that we could reduce that, the input of those foods into our diet, we would be so much better off.
Right now, just in the few minutes we've got left, a few more of the more positive things. You mentioned magnesium and fish oil. Any other supplements you suggest taking?
Well, there's one for anybody who's listening to this who is on a statin drug and isn't quite ready to throw it out. And, of course, we don't suggest that. We suggest that there may be ways to get off them if you work with a health practitioner. But for anyone who's on one currently, you must. This is not an option. You must supplement with coenzyme Q10. The fact that doctors don't tell you this is, to me, just a medical tragedy. Coenzyme Q10 is something that's made in the body. It's needed in every cell, but it's particularly needed in all the organs that produce a lot of energy. No organ works harder and needs more energy than the heart. It doesn't get a vacation. It's on 24/7. It never stops beating until you die. The heart desperately needs coenzyme Q10. Statin drugs block the manufacture of coenzyme Q10 in the body. And that's one of the reasons why there is so much muscle pain and dysfunction, because of the depletion of coenzyme Q10. So if you're on a statin drug, you absolutely must supplement with at least 100, preferably 200 IUs of milligrams of coenzyme Q10 every day.
Well, that's a good advice. And by the way, on the fish oil, how much fish oil should you take?
Well, the recommendations differ. The very conservative ones are a half a gram a day. I like at least 1,000 milligrams a day of a combined EPA and DHA. Those are the two fatty acids that are found in fish oil. And I think most people, in my opinion, would do better with more, like 2 or 3 grams. But we could get by with a gram a day. That's 1,000.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Doc, thanks for spending some time with Dr. Johnny Bowdensman with us today. He has written a great book, along with Dr. Stephen Sinatra, called The Great Cholesterol Myth. It's on our website. You can order it off our website. You can read all about it on the website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Dr. Johnny, good talking to you.
Hey,
have a nice Easter weekend.
It's really a pleasure to be here, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
I hope so, too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Interesting guy talking about heart health and just the things you have to do. Tough decisions on that statin drug, because an awful lot of you listeners up there are taking it. Once you get over about 50, 55, a lot of doctors just put you right on that. And so the key is, I think, as Dr. Bowden said, you've got to kind of mix that up. I kind of take them as by the handfuls. I'm not sure it's all that helpful to me. As long as their water is soluble, I just figure, well, it's going to wash through me. And so as a consequence, I'm not hurting myself any. But those are decisions that we all have to make in terms of taking care of ourselves. I think his suggestion of magnesium, of fish oil, and Q10 are three really good ideas out there that you need to consider and deal with. And then, of course, just basic diet. Just stay away from the sugar. As I said, you see some things that say fat-free or low-fat, and they're just loaded with sugar. Loaded with sugar. By the way, I'm a big believer in stevia. I carry stevia around in my wallet. Little pack, you get it any grocery store. And it's a sweetener off of the bark of a tree, so it's all natural. Doesn't cause you any problems. Again, the website to read about that book is www.jimbrownusa.com. Go to my website. You can sign up for a column I write every week. Have some fun on the site, too. Hey, we're approaching the top of the hour. We're going to get some national news. Another good hour of the Common Sense Show, so stay with us.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.